Learn what you are and be it. Learn what you are and be it. Learn what you are and be it. How can we learn what we are and be it? How can we learn the truth about who we are and what we are and what our purpose is and where we're going in life and what is our ideal for ourselves? How can we learn that? How can we learn that when we look at other people and they're doing such a great job in life and we are doing such a modicum job, just a little bit of a job, just a little bit successful, a little bit happy, a little bit joyous, a little bit filled with peace and all that's good? Now, why is that? Why is that that we're filled with just a little bit? We haven't learned what we are. We haven't learned what we are. Can you say, without putting your tongue on your cheek, that you are God? Can you say that you are the divine? Can you say that the divine that created you is you? The divine that created you is the divine that you are? Do you have thoughts in your mind all the time? We sure do. Do we have thoughts about beautiful and noble things? Yes, we do. Do we have thoughts about ignoble things sometimes? Well, no. We have fleeting concepts that go through our mind, but we say, no, that's not where we're going. We're not going downhill, we're going uphill. We're not going out of business, we're going in business. We're not going away from our highest and best, we're going to and in our highest and best. We live in that. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in that reality that who I am. But you see, we have to know who and what we are. We have to know why we are. We have to know where we are. We have to know what our purpose is in life and stay with it all the time. All the time, stay with that purpose and stay with it until you know it so well that that is the only thing that matters to you. And then, you can walk the path that leads you to beauty and goodness and wholeness and what you are. Do you walk nobly? Do you walk with dignity? Do you walk with confidence that who you are is who you are? Do you walk with every step strong and powerful, taking you where you want to go, to be what you want to be, and to live how you want to live? This is merely an attitude of our mind, an attitude of where we are going, of what is important to us. It's merely an attitude that tells us who we are in our life. That's all. And this attitude that tells us who we are in our life, it's an attitude that we have put into focus for ourselves. We have put into being for ourselves. We have recognized it and we know it. Learn what you are and be it. I am divine. And if I am divine, then everything I think is divine. Everything I say is divine. Everything I do is divine. Everything I am is divine. Every attitude I have is divine. I look at everybody and I say, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. I look at even what I might have called a little while before something not nice. I look at it and I say, you're good, you're beautiful, you're fantastic, you're wonderful. And as I say these things, they are. As I say these things, that's what they are, and that's all that they are. And that's what I say to myself all of the time. And I say it wherever I am, in whatever situation I find myself, I say it. Learn what you are and be it. So, we said we are God. What is God? God is everything. God is the universe. God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no beginning nor end. There's only a beingness. God is all. Now, if you are all, if you are the allness that is, then what do you do with your life? Then what you do with your life is that you recognize that whatever thought goes through your mind, like a snap. Instantly, it is responded to by the divine in you, and it is done. Every thought that you think of in your mind is the thought of God. Every thought that you think of in your mind is powerful and good. Every thought that you think of is something that is wonderful. Now, if you have a thought that says you cannot do something, then that thought will be equally powerful and good. It will just be that your attention is not on being that which you are, but being something else. To say that you can do it or to say that you cannot do it is the same thing. Because you are saying in your word, with your word, the power of your thought, you are saying, I am success, or I am working on it. I am something in progress. Oh, yes. I am a project in progress. Are you a project in progress? Are you something that is going to be divine? Are you something that's going to be wonderful? Are you something that's going to be good, beautiful, and fantastic? Are you something that is going to be this? Well, if you are, then have at it. That's like saying it's not going to be taking place. I'm not going to have that as one of my successful attitudes of mind. I'm not going to have that as something strong and powerful in me. I'm not going to have that. But you can. You can, and you should, and you could, if you would. It's just a matter of learn what you are and be it. As I learn what I am and be it, I am always saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm always saying that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm always saying, I am divine. Every cell of my body is divine. Every cell of my body is ideal. Every cell of my body is fantastic. Every cell of my body is great. Every cell of the body of any person in my world is great because they're my mirror. They're my mirror. They're the reflection of me. So I look at every person in this earth, every person in this world, in this universe, and I see them absolutely fantastic. I see them fulfilled, divine in every way, ideal in every way, because they're a reflection of me. They have to be that way. Now, whatever my reflection is that I accept for myself, that is what they are. And are they the highest and best that they can be? Well, they surely are, but the thing is, we have to sometimes draw it forth. We have to sometimes recognize that that is what it is. They are the highest and best. They are the most beautiful. They are the most fantastic. They are the most glorious. They are the most wonderful in the entire universe. And that's good. That's very good. And that's all that matters. It's all that matters because that's what makes the world go round, doesn't it? That's what makes the world go round. And that's all that matters. And that's all you care about. And that's all I care about. That's all that we know about. And that's all it is. It's so wonderful, so fantastic, so marvelous, and so enjoyable. When I learn what I am and be it, then I live in a harmonious, satisfied life. When I learn what I am and be it, then I am fulfilled in every way. When I learn what I am and be it, then my life is that response that I give to all that's good. I learn what I am and be it. I learn what I am and be it. You think you're a musician, so you practice music. And the more you practice it, the more you know you're a musician. Now, where did that ability to be a musician come from? It came from right inside of you. It was there all the time. It's just that you hadn't called it forth. You are not a work in progress. You are not a work in progress of a musician. You are the musician. Now, if you're going to be a work in progress, you're going to be a sort of a poor musician. You're going to be poor at anything you do, but you'll be working toward it. But when you say, I am that I am that I am done. I am complete. I am a musician. I am a wonderful being in every way. I am divine. And when you say that, then that's what you experience. That's what you know. Learn what you are and be it. I learn what I am and be it all the time. And it is wonderful. It is glorious. It is good. It is my reality. It is the truth about me. And it's the truth about you. Because you're my reflection. And you're wonderful. And you're good. And you're glorious. And I love you. I love you. I love you.